G'day everyone, so today joining me is Namani and Adolo. And you might recognise Namani if you're a rugby fan. I was quite surprised when you started following Jim's group on Instagram. Who's this blue tick? I looked and going, gee whiz, we've got this rugby superstar here. And obviously we're in Victoria, so it's an AFL sort of country, but people who follow rugby will know who you are. And it's a pleasure to have you here, mate. You've been a breath of fresh air all week. All the staff have been saying you're a lovely man. And yeah, so obviously you're down here to do a new Jim's Group franchise. Yep. So what was it about Jim's and Jim's Mung in particular that brought you here?
Well, just the lifestyle around having your own franchise. I think the most important thing for me, coming from a sporting background to life after rugby, it can be challenging for a lot of athletes, including myself. And, you know, I wanted more time around my family. The biggest thing when you are involved in, you know, professional sport, you can be on the road at times, and you know, for weeks on end. So I said to my wife, when I finish rugby, you know, I'll find something to, you know, give me a lot of time to spend around the family. And sort of did the opposite when I retired. I was fortunate enough, I did get a job though. I was doing HR for a trucking company, who were a very successful trucking company, and you know, the wage was good and everything was good in that sense, but it just wasn't for me. And you know, I'm thankful to that company that gave me that job. And but in saying that, you know, I spent a lot of time away from the family, and I've got a little wee fella now. And you know, spending 50, 60 hours away from the house was sort of similar to what I was doing, you know, playing rugby. And yeah, I came across Jim's group, and particularly Jim's Mowing, and did a lot of research on it, and it was just a perfect fit for me, especially in, you know, I still want to be involved in the game with coaching and a bit of media on the side, and this was just a perfect fit.
Yeah, because you're still doing your presenting for Stan Sports as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, 100%. So I'm doing a bit of freelancing now, media with, you know, a bit of them, but also with the Sky Sports in Fiji as well. So for me, it was, you know, sort of going to be hard doing it while I was working in an office. And, you know, again, something like Jim's Mowing, or this having my own franchise, was probably the most important part of why I did it, was spending time around the family and having those flexible hours where I can be able to do other things. So, you know, it was a no-brainer. But in saying that, I did my research and spent a lot of hours watching yourself and a few other guys on YouTube and listening to their stories. And, you know, that's... what got over the line, I think, doing my research.
You did a lot of research. We spoke at length yesterday, and in the amount of research, I was really, really impressed by the amount of research you've done, which is fantastic for us, because that's what we want you to do. And you researched not just only us, other systems and all that sort of stuff as well. So what was it about Jim's in the end that was the one for you? Because you researched a lot of different things as well.
Yeah, the biggest thing for me, like, I'm the sort of person, when I look into something, I always look at the cons first. You know, it's easy to get blown away by the positives, you know, of having your own franchise and earning the money and doing this and flexible hours and whatnot. But for me, the biggest thing was, I kept digging and looking at, when I was looking at stories and watching the videos that you guys post up, I just kept looking at the resilience of the stuff that they go through to get to where they are. You know, in life, nothing successful comes easy, you know what I mean? So for me, it was reading those stories and, watching those stories and listening to their stories on how they started to where they were, because like I said, it's easy to look at where they are now. And for me, it was, right, you know, what's it going to take, and how long is it going to take, and so forth. And coming from a sporting background, it's a similar fit. You know, nothing good comes easy. You've got to do the small stuff. You've got to do that stuff where people aren't looking, sort of thing. Like, and I'm going back to talking code and stuff, but similar here, you know, there's stuff you got to do in terms of practicing and learning how to cut the grass. And, you know, I found myself cutting, what's the word?
The nature strips,
yeah, I'm still learning. So cutting nature strips that the council usually do. So I was going up and down my street doing that, and, you know, in my gym shirt, and people watching, are you meant to be doing this? But again, it's those small stuff. And for me, the biggest thing was just listening to the boys, the guys, the men and women's, their story on how they came to be. Like I said, I'm big on learning their struggles, because again, where I came from, you know, there's a lot of struggles in terms of where you want to get to.
Yeah, and you've had a pretty you've had a pretty extensive career. I looked it up last night. Like, I knew you played yourself 15 years, but you've been obviously overseas in France, you've been in England. I think in 2014, you were the leading try scorer in the Super Rugby, which is a very impressive thing to do.
Yeah.
And you've obviously had that journey going overseas and that resilience as well, which you've gone from your journey and now you're going to apply to this.
Yeah, 100%. And again, I take it back to like doing those things where I guess no one's watching, and but also the struggles. You know, people, again, they see that sort of stuff of, you know, he scores tries, he does that. So it's things that, you know, the crap work, you know, the work, the
1% stuff,
the 1% work, working in, you know, and when I put it into this, when I put it into coming into buying my own franchise, the most important thing was, you know, like working in the rain, so for instance. So when I went out and I did some work after doing research, I did a few days work with my franchisor, Simon Jenkins, who's been really helpful, and we worked in the rain, you know, and the impression I got was you don't work in the rain. So to work in the rain and do stuff like that for me was, at the time, was like, it was tough, but then I look back on it, it was like, they're the things that, you know, they're the things that are going to help me along the way. And when I look in perspective, I was looking at these houses that I was doing, they were big yards. I always just thought, well, you're not going to do it all the time in a rainy day. It's going to be easier. Mm. So just things like that, you know, there's a lot that I've taken out of my past experience playing in a professional setup that can bring here. Now, there's a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, wanting to be successful and, you know, and how to be successful as well. So obviously you're dealing with tools and grass and a bit other things, but that mentality of wanting to be successful, they're both similar.
And you mentioned Simon's been a great help through the process, which has been fantastic to hear, and you've been out with him already a few times, which is awesome that you've done some trial days and things. And how is the body when you went out there from doing what you've been playing professional rugby to being out in the field as a Jim's Mowing franchisee?
Yeah, I can tell you now, so sitting in an office for 8 months and then going to cut grass, you know, for a few days working with Simon, he's been really great, to be fair, and I can tell you now, my back was sore. I was doing half days, to be fair. So, you know, and yeah, I went home. My wife's like, "You're unfit," and it's true. Being in an office, you tend to concentrate on your work, and your health takes its toll. And you know, for me, I remember when I was working with them and doing, you know, work experience with them, I had two guys that were in their 50s or 60s, and they were literally, you know, going in. And I was literally, like, every second meter, I was just down, and someone's like, "Are you all right?" So, a bit embarrassing on my part, but, you know, like I said, the similarities is it's just physical, it's great work, but also I know that I'm going to get fit from this, you know, and, you know, like I said, sitting in an office, coming to the here, you know, you're active and, you know, you're, it keeps your body moving. So initially it's true. I reached out to a few of the franchisees, successful ones around Australia. You know, it's funny because like I'd message them on Instagram and ask for the numbers, and you know, it was a bit daunting because like, oh, who's this bloke trying to call me up? And so I reached out to a guy here in Melbourne, Mo, very, you know, listen to his story, listen to Dan Cahill, who's very successful, and you know, he's a franchisor now. And you know, the great thing about those guys is they were just honest, you know, and they told me to be prepared for, you know, the physical. It's going to take 3 to 6 months to get your body in tuned. And after my first day, I remember their words, what they said to me was in my head going, "This is going to be a tough 3-6 months. So, no, but it's been really good. Been really, you know, like I said, I've done my research for, you know, once I found out what I knew I wanted to do, to now standing in front of you, I researched, called numbers. I've probably pissed off some of the franchisees because I was just calling. So, but like they say, a stupid question is a question never asked. So grateful I've done it, and here I'm here now, and you know, just to be here for the week, and it's like, it's stuff that they've told me about. So yeah, I think for me it's been a really good journey so far.
It's been the perfect prospect in how much research you've done in calling people. That's what Jim always says, call as many franchisees, finish current as you can. But you've just done the 3-day training, so you're about to start the mowing component, but how have you found the 3-day training experience sitting in the lecture theatre for the 3 days?
Yeah, it's been a lot of information, don't get me wrong, for any human being, but it's been great. I think the most important thing, the one thing I'm blown away is that the fact that you buy a franchisee, they don't just give it to you and you go cut grass. There's so many other elements, you know, to having a franchise. And, you know, the 3 days there, we learned about bookkeeping and, you know, finances and, you know, workplace health and safety and all that other stuff. And yeah, it's been long, but it's been really good in terms of knowledge. And again, that's one thing I credit, you know, the Gyms Group, is that they don't just give you a franchise, they give you franchise and more in terms of the knowledge. So the 3 days here has been really good. You know, I've got to meet other people from other walks of life, and again, I'm blown away by the other divisions. Listening to some of the guys' stories, and you know, we've got guys who are stock traders, we've got guys who are, you know, policemen and doctors, and who've just like come into here and want to give this a crack. So it's very encouraging. But again, just listening to some of their stories, and you know, it's been a really good 3 days so far.
And you've already got your gear. So maybe what equipment did you buy? And maybe just talk about why did you buy that setup?
Yeah. So again, coming back down to research, you know, I'm the sort of person, if I want to get things done, I want to get it done straight away. So, again, I'm probably annoyed the guy at the local mower shop, you know, trying to get stuff organised. But I went with, did my research again. There's obviously in today's world, you've got, or in the mowing world, you've got battery operated and fuel operated. I went with the Honda range, and, you know, it's amazing how heavy a commercial lawnmower is.
That's the HRU,
the 50 kilo one. And then, so, you know, yeah, went out, was really, you know, picking what I wanted to get. Eventually I'll go into the battery operator, but for me, something that I'm used to and that I know, I went with the fuel operator. So, you know, Honda's a great range. Got the lawnmower, you know, what else they've got? The blower and a multi-tool. So,
multi-tool's good, yeah.
You know, someone like myself is starting off. You know, again, I looked at getting different pieces, but, you know, where I live and where I'm going to be operating, there's hardly any parking, and, you know, so there's no use for a big trailer. So multi-tool for me was perfect, and, you know, so I went with the Honda fuel stuff, and, you know, again, that for me is a learning curve. You know, it's just learning what's out there. And, you know, excuse me, I didn't know I didn't know you had to get an extension for your hedge cutters.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, the pole. Yeah. So, but no, it's been a great experience so far, mate. And yeah.
And I was going to say as well, what about the job satisfaction of it? Because the thing that people, I remember talking to a lot of franchisees, they tell me, and I never really thought about it, was if you come from an office environment, you might be working on something for ages, you never see a result. Whereas you come into Gyms Mowing and Gardening, you can see your result of your work, and you get it multiple times a day. Did you find that when you were out there, did you find that feeling of like, oh, we've just transformed this to this? How did you find that?
Oh, I found it amazing. It's just, like I said, going back to my sporting background, it's like winning a game. You know, you cut the grass, you see it, it's you know, not what it was, and then you see it, you do it afterwards. And I think for me, the biggest thing is interacting with the customers. I was fortunate enough, I got to meet some of my clients and talking to them, and you know, they're just friendly and nice. And then it was just small as a thumbs up. You know, we did a few of the elderly people, and they were just from the yard, and you know, like that for me was that was a great satisfaction, you know. And again, like I said, it was like little wins for the day. And I remember going home after my first day, even though I was crawling through the front door, I got so much satisfaction out of it. My wife said to me, she said, I've never seen you so happy since you've retired, you know. And it stuck with me, but I didn't really, after a while I thought about it, and I was like, you know, it's from those cutting those grasses, it's from, you know, simple as blowing, using the blower and going that extra mile. I think that goes a long way. And you know, it's like I said, going back to my sporting background, it's like spending time with the fans after the game. Same thing here. You do that extra brooming that you probably don't need to do, or it's not in the quote or whatnot. And that for me was, you know, those small things. And again, the satisfaction of seeing the customers happy, you know, reminds me that I'm in the right place.
And yeah, it's quite amazing. I interview a lot of franchisees, and it's amazing when I meet some franchisees, might be around for 20 years. They have customers from their very first week that they still have with 20 years. And I've been out in the field a few times, and just to see some of their, especially the older customers as well, might be at the NDIS, where their faces light up when they come, and they just have a quick 5-minute chat, but that might be the only interaction sometimes they have with the person during the week. So it's not just coming to do the garden. Sometimes it's a really important social thing for that person who's engaging the gym's mowing or the gym's franchisee in general.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I just got to look to my franchisor, Simon. Yep. You know, he's been in the game, I think, 15-odd years. Yep. And just the way he speaks to these clients and, you know, just the way they know that he's there. The dogs love him. I've got dogs myself, and they love Simon every time he comes around. So, you know, that for me was just, you know, like just being an observer and seeing that, you know, that comes from years of experience. And, you know, I'm a big thing on you know, I'm in making your clients happy and against making your fans happy, whatnot. You can't always win, but then on the flip side of things, I saw the way Simon, my franchisor, the way he reacted and presented himself when there was the opposite. You know, there was times where you get the odd client complaining about noise, which it's a common thing. But just the way he presented himself, and like that for me, you take a lot out of it. Like anyone could easily be like, well, hold on, I'm doing a job. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's been a learning curve. The way he presented himself and the way he deals with those situations is definitely something I've taken a lot out of. And, you know, we always talk about the good side and, you know, the clients being happy. But again, you're going to get those the opposite. And in my short time that I've done experience with them, I've learned a lot in that short time. And, you know, it's just how you present yourself to these clients. And, you know, our clients are predominantly all good clients, and they're just happy when they see Simon. And like you said, it's a 5-minute chat. Like sometimes there's one guy who spoke about the cricket. I'm not sure if my franchisor watches cricket, but you know, you just go along with it. So mate, it's great. And again, it really excites me. Like I feel like I've worked in this industry for a long time, but definitely something I'm really looking forward to once I finish up here.
Absolutely, and you've been chomping at the bit, and as I said before, the amount of research you've done has been amazing. We recommend all prospects do the same thing as what you've done.
Yeah.
I was going to say as well, Nemani, going back to your playing career in your 15 years, I don't know too much about rugby. I've been to a few Wallaby games and stuff, and I do like watching it. But I was going to say, what's some highlights for you, for our rugby fans who watch this? Out of your 15 years, what have some highlights been over the journey?
I think for me, probably playing in the World Cup in 2015, representing my country, Fiji, my country of birth. But also, I think when my son came to my first rugby game, that was probably the most memorable one, playing in the UK for Leicester. And, you know, I've had a lot of highs and definitely a lot of lows. But, you know, for me, playing in that 2015 World Cup, scoring, you know, the first try for my country. Wow. So that was a highlight, and, you know, that'll stick long for me in the memory bank.
We'll have to get that, Charles, and put it in the video. I was going to say as well, and you played in England, you played in France and Australia. What's the difference between the three different countries in terms of the style of game or just in general?
Yeah, every country. So I was fortunate enough to play in New Zealand, France, Japan.
Japan as well.
Yeah, Japan, Australia. Every country is different in terms of where they play. France is the jouer. They like to throw the ball around. England is more the, you know, they just, it's muddy. So you're never going to see the ball. It's always a lot of kick chase. Here in Australia, a lot of speed to play. But look, they all have their different elements of the game. And, you know, the one place I really enjoyed and my rugby really took off was playing in New Zealand. You know, don't get me wrong, there's not much there, but to let New Zealand viewers know, I played down in Christchurch and
Canterbury Crusaders.
Crusaders. So the great rugby place, great town, great place, great people, and for me, the knowledge of the game where I sort of got to, you know, hone my skills. So I really enjoyed it down there, and you know, I'd like to, people always ask me, what was it like, and I always say I felt like I travelled for 15 years.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? I lived in. Every time I change clubs, usually you change clubs in the same competition, but I'll change clubs in different countries. So, you know, something to look back on. And, you know, my son was born in France. And so, you know, we lived there that was enjoyable because my son was born there. And, it's been a world of traveling, and, you know, really enjoyed that part. But now that I've got a small family, you know, we're always going to move back home to Australia.
Yeah.
And calling Sydney home now. And, you know, now on this next venture, and, you know, hopefully it's going to be a long one.
How'd you go with the languages in there? different cuisines over there as well. There's a bit of a variety between Japan and France.
A lot of food. In France, I managed to speak the language, so I speak a little bit of French. Now that my son was born there, I want him to learn the language. And Japan was awesome. The food was amazing. I can't go past France. France was the life. So we're in the south of France, so down by the Mediterranean. So every time we'd have a few hours off, we'd be down by the beach. So, no, it was, France was really enjoyable. And, I always keep track of, I always follow the rugby over there, and it's just a bit harder now with the hours difference.
Absolutely,
and I've got a little one, so, but definitely won't be watching any rugby anytime soon once I start my franchise, because I'll be wanting to get some sleep and, hopefully get ready to tackle the day the next day.
I was going to say as well, what about, you're doing some coaching. Are you still playing or coaching or mentoring? What are you doing at the moment?
So I'm doing a bit of mentoring at the moment. And then obviously I'm doing some coaching at my local club at North. So, doing stuff down there. And look, I always wanted to be involved with the game. Doing a bit of media at the moment as well. Heading over to Fiji in a few weeks. So that'll be pretty cool. I wanted to still be involved in the game. And probably it was a blessing in disguise that I did probably work in the office for 8 months, because it sort of got me to reset my buttons and, got me to probably think about what I really wanted to do. And, so I'm doing a bit of coaching and, I wanted to stay local. I've always had to travel and stuff. So with now my franchise, having my franchise in the area and being local and also coaching the local area, but also a bit of media where I can, do a bit of freelancing. So, there's a lot going on. But like I said, by doing this, this has opened a lot of doors for me in terms of what I can and, what I can do.
And which area of North Sydney are you going to be servicing?
So I'm servicing at the moment Camaray. So that's my territory. So anyone in Camaray, I'm your man. So, Camaray. And then obviously you've got, I bought a split. So I've got a few clients.
Ready to go.
In Mossman, Belmont. I'm still trying to get used to the suburbs over there as well. Mind you, I'm originally from Queensland, so
yeah.
And Greenwich. So, yeah, thankfully, speaking with my franchise, like I said, I can't commend him enough. He's been wonderful. He's been so helpful, and he calls me up. Yeah, he's texting me every day after each session,
great.
And he's just the small things, and that for me goes a long way. He actually cuts my house, so he does my house. So I might have to have a chat to him to let the old man relax, and I can do that for him. So, but I said, just to see him, he's come from a corporate background.
Yeah, Simon did corporate finance, I think, for a long time.
So that just goes to show the potential that something like a franchise that you can do, and it's been thrown out a lot. Is the good thing about these franchises? You can make it how big you want to make it, and that for me is like you don't say that to me. You don't say, you don't give me a limit. You say there's no limit. You go for it. So, yeah, hopefully, like I said, Simon's been really great, and for me, the area is North Sydney, and I want to, we live there now, so I want to get involved in the community, and what a better way to do it than to, have my own franchise in there.
I was going to say that, and hopefully the mowing and gardening franchises take a lot of encouragement, that Nems is a professional athlete,
yeah.
He was still struggling with the work early days, so take a lot of credit about the fitness that you guys and girls have got in what you do.
Yeah, 100%. And again, like I said to you earlier, I've got, after I've come here, I've spoken to a few of my mates who have just retired from professional sport, and now they're hounding my phone, and my phone's going off, I can feel it vibrate, so... I'm surprised, for me, I should have done this, a while ago, but again, everything happens for a reason, and, definitely, it's really something I'm really pumped about, and, hopefully we can take this to new heights, and,
We're pumped to have you. I'm going to be hassling you for a podcast up into you 6 months or 3 months, but what I'll do is I'll grab this over here for you.
Yep.
So on behalf of the Gyms Group, You want one of these folders, which is obviously...
Thanks, mate. It'll look apart.
Jim's Cleaning Group, give them to their guys, but we had a couple in the office, so thanks to the boys. I'm going to give you a Accor Silver membership as well. Oh, so I'm going to get that on our system. It's basically two free nights to any Accor hotel.
Might come in handy.
Discounts and restaurants. Might come in handy for you.
Got the mother-in-law coming down next month, so it might be good for me.
I think it's one night stay you can't use them two together, unfortunately.
No, that's fine.
But I'll get that for you on the system.
One night's enough when you got kids, so...
And I got you a bunch of shirts as well. So we had a 3XL in there.
You needed
a 4 or 5, but we've only got a 3. We've got Jim's Monopoly in there. I've got some colouring books in there as well for you.
Mate,
I've got another large shirt as well if you want to
give it to my little fella.
Give it to your little fella. But on behalf of the Jim's Group, we're wrapped to have you.
Yeah.
And as I said to you, like, I was really extremely impressed with the amount of research you've done. You've done everything that a great prospect has done, and I'm sure you're going to be a success. I can't wait to follow up with you in 3 months, 6 months' time. And hopefully see how you're going. It's made up to, you know, what you think it's going to be. We just want to see, hopefully, you know, in 6 months' time, how you're going.
100%. I think, like anything in life, the most important thing is research. I think if you rock up here for this week, because it is a big week, I think the most important thing, if you rock up here without doing any research, it can be very daunting.
Yeah.
I've come in here, and like I said, the moment I caught up with my franchisor, had a meeting with him, from that day, it was Jim's Mowing, Jim's Group, everything till the day I came here. So, important thing to do your research. And I think that just comes from my past, but, you know, my background in sport is you're always studying the opposition. You're always studying, you know, what's next, how you can get better. So, this is sort of the final touches coming here. And like I said, I've called Simon, so my franchise on. I'm keen to, I'll start next week in terms of working for him again. And then... once we're ready to go and go on my own, I'll be ready to go.
I'd love to see how you go, man. It's going to be it's a big thrill for us to have you here and just to have, as I said, such a great prospect in what you've done. It's really great. And we just really can't wait to follow your journey and see how you're going. Who knows, you might be back here doing the training.
Yeah.
You've got 20 staff, you've got 10 staff.
Well, that's the plan, mate.
So we're looking forward. But thank you very much.
Mate, appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.